And welcome again to The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. And here we are in front of some water. This is not ordinary water. This is very special water because not only does it come directly out of the ground here in our mystery location, but it is also very much the symbol of our mystery location today on The Name Game. We are in one of Europe's most famous spas, and it certainly is one of the most popular and well-known and frequented spas anywhere in Switzerland. We are in the Canton of Valais. We are in the German-speaking part of Canton Valais, the Upper Valley, but fairly close to the linguistic border where they start speaking French. If you look at the Rhone Valley, you'll find a village called Leuk, L-E-U-K. We are up in the mountains north of Leuk, in our mystery location, which has part of Leuk as its name. The rest is the German word for bath. There are very often two different variations given of this name, one in German and the other in French. In both cases, the word bath is contained. And we have a smiling and very typically friendly Rolf Schetter of the tourist office of our mystery village with us. Rolf, welcome to The Name Game, and I must say, it really is a pleasure for me because I have a personal connection with this place, and I'm touching my back. And maybe you could tell us why that is symbolic and so typical of our village.
We are specialized for cures and also wellness treatments.
Now, all involving water. And there are how many spas, actually? There are how many different sources and bathing facilities in the village?
We have 22 sources and about 28 baths.
I was here twice, as a matter of fact, as a patient at what is called the rehabilitation clinic in town, where you have a combination of medical attention, physiotherapy, and taking the waters, bathing in these thermal waters. And I can tell you it works because even the Swiss medical insurance will pay for these treatments if they're prescribed. I was on my feet again in 6 weeks after a problem with slipped discs, and it's never happened to me again, but I still like to come back just as an ordinary visitor because the village has so much to offer. You have something all year and for everybody.
We have in winter, we have over 60 kilometers of ski slopes, as well 25 kilometers of cross-country slopes. And in summer, we have a big paradise for hiking. Also in winter, winter hiking, which are really in the trend for the moment. And as well, we have the sports arena, which is a very good offer for bad weather.
Now, you have a lot of sportsmen and women, a lot of athletes coming up here for training of all kinds. Is that right? I think high-altitude training, for one thing, is done here. And also the ski team, I think the Swiss national ski team and others, does come here for training as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of athletics which are doing their training camps in the sports arena. Sports arena can organize all that for them.
I should explain that our village is nestled in the center of a whole ring of mountains, and they are very dramatic. They are sharp mountains that just jut up out of the ground and tower over the village here in all directions. This is a paradise for mountain climbers. It's a paradise for walkers, hikers, all kinds of sports like that. I did the 16-kilometer, 10-mile walk down to the valley from up here, which was quite a lot of fun. I think it took me just under 3 hours to do. There's also something else. On the north side, we have a very, very famous area, which is above the village. You have to go up there by cable car. It's called the Gemmi. Often called the Gemmi Pass, because there's a direct connection to Canton Bern and very popular with walkers. And I understand all year round now, not only in the summer, but also in the winter. That's new.
That's new. We opened that before 3 years. It was the first time you could cross to Kandersteg. And this is also a very traditional connection to the Canton of Bern.
But also the Gemmi itself, you don't have to walk over to the Bernese side. Up there on the Gemmi Pass, it's beautiful because a beautiful lake up there, a small lake right there on the top of the mountain, and people walk around there in its rugged beauty. It's unspoiled. There's also the Goat Festival, I think, isn't there, every year up at the Gemmi? That's a favorite festival.
It's the Shepherd's Festival at the end of July, each Sunday. And it's a very folkloristic festival. So in this with the alphorns and yodelers.
Lots of traditional music and costumes and so on.
Yes, right.
Also, you have a famous clown festival. It's the International Clown Festival here. This must be a really funny place when that goes on. Tell us about it.
It's each year mid-July. We have international clowns and comedians. And they are doing their presentations. It's a very funny time because we also have street presentations and the whole village is disguised in clowns.
And right across the street here, just next to the church and the fountain, there's one of the very, very classic and beautiful, typical Valaisan houses, a kind of a chalet. And what's characteristic is the color. They're always dark brown, very dark brown. The wood is aged because of the weather and the years, of course. This is no big resort. It's a very intimate resort, and you become part of it very, very quickly. You get to know your way around very quickly, and walking through the village is one of the pastimes. The pace of life is very slow. In fact, we're probably the two most excited people in town right now because everything else is just so peaceful and quiet. We have been talking a lot about water. Let's go to Daniel Leuenberger of the so-called Burgerbad, which is the oldest, biggest, I think, large-scale spa or open bath. In fact, there are several of them. It's a recreation place, which is a big favorite with everybody of all ages, families, singles, everyone. Let's go down there and find out about that. And this is the way it sounds day and night. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I've been to the village so many times, Daniel Leuenberger, and I've never seen this fountain stop. It's always running, isn't it?
It's always running. It's coming directly from our source, which is up in the mountains.
What temperatures does the water come out at?
Actually, it comes out at 50 to 52 degrees, and we cool it down to between 38 and 42 degrees.
50 would be too much for people.
It's too much, yeah. It's quite good.
And there's another feature here at the Burgerbad, and it's fun, actually. You can watch people enjoying themselves, and it certainly entices you to want to do it yourself. There's like a balcony terrace here, and we can look down and watch people doing several different bathing techniques, I guess we could call it. Maybe you could describe it yourself. How many different kinds of pools and facilities do you have here?
We have 10 different pools. Most of them are rather fun pools. With whirlpooling, with a hammam.
What is that, hammam?
Hammam is the Moroccan and Turkish bath with a steam.
Lots of steam and hot.
Yeah. We have also a normal pool with a 28 degrees water to swim, rather a sporting pool. And all the other are rather wellness. We also have Kneipp, who is a...
Oh, the German, German tradition.
Sure, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Who is a cold and hot water.
Treading water and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Wassertreten, I think it's called, isn't it, in German?
Yeah.
We see people of all ages already. There are older people, younger people, children. This is really a fun place for everyone.
We have guests from 1 month up to 99 years. The whole year. Yeah.
Quite literally, 99 years, I'm sure. One thing I know is very popular. Skiing is right above the village in the Torrent. And so many people, after a good day skiing, they love to come here and just crash.
Relax, yeah. They splash in the water and relax.
Get ready for the après-ski.
Yes.
How many times do you get in the pool yourself?
Maybe once a month, but rather on the weekend with my family.
And you find it relaxing just like everyone else?
Of course, yes.
Daniel Leuenberger of the Burgerbad in our mystery location, thank you very much. And may the waters continue forever. Well, outside the Burgerbad again, Ralph, where are we off next to? I think finally on the name game, we're going to the water again, right?
Now we are going to the Alpentherme, which is one of the newest spas we have here in our mystery location.
A very impressive building, too. All beautiful greenish stone. And it's a magnificent structure. Let's go up there now. And we're going to be speaking with Renata Stocker. Well, we're not at the beach. We're inside, as a matter of fact, in a thermal pool. In fact, it's a large swimming pool. This would be good even as a public swimming pool. It's very, very large indeed. People can do all kinds of swimming here, but there is a big difference. This is pure thermal mineral water coming out of the ground in our mystery village. There are so many different spa facilities in our mystery village, Miss Stalker, but this one is particularly special. I know that, as a matter of fact. Not only is the building extremely impressive, the way it was done in natural stone and everything, but also the fact is you have under one roof a great deal of facilities. You just don't come here for the water, do you?
Yes, that's right. We have a lot of things to do. A lot of wellness possibilities. That means that we have like a swim, like just for swimming, then 36 degrees baths just to relax. And then for the other wellness stuff, we have Roman Irish baths, we have massages, we have fungal, we do have Heublumen. I don't know what is the name in English.
Well, hayflower, but I don't know what it's called in English. You got me there.
And
it's an herbal kind of therapy, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, like you just like in you're lying in the herbs, and it's mm-hmm. good for your body and for your soul.
Like it's done with steam as well.
Or? Yes, right. Mm-hmm. It's like you're in the warm. And then we have underwater massage, we have Vichy douche, we have, what else?
You've lost me already. I don't know half of these things. even a beauty parlor, I think.
Yes, right. We have the Clara Beauty Center in here mm-hmm. with all the cosmetic facilities, with food massage. And yeah, with hands, with manicure, with pedicure.
You're one stop for beautification, relaxation, and
That's
regeneration.
Right. I would say you have enough to do for 1 week, mm-hmm. like to really to relax and do something for your body and for your body and your soul.
What are your typical guests here?
At the moment, we have a lot of medical guests. They come here for their bodies. But we also have like more and more young people. They're coming here just for the wellness. Like mm-hmm. they come here for 3 days to relax, to make a beauty program, a wellness program, mm-hmm. what we offer.
So there's something for everyone here.
Right.
Of all ages.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
sure.
You mentioned something before. There's something very, very unique about this establishment, the Alpen Therm. And that is the so-called Roman Irish bath. Now, I was here once and did it. It takes 2 hours, and it's an adventure. What are the fine points? Tell us the highlights.
Yeah, it's like it's a real ritual, you say that?
Oh, it's a ritual, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, and like you start first with a shower, like everywhere here, and then you go to a warm air balls and
all different temperatures.
Yes, mm-hmm. and then you go to a jacuzzi and you go back to really ice water.
And there's even a brush massage,
right.
Soap brush massage.
Yeah, it's really good for your skin.
And of course, finally, you're wrapped up in a warm blanket, and some people just conk out. They just sleep, right? They just mm-hmm. doze off because after this, you are just. Ah, floating on air.
Yes, our staff always have to get the people to get them out again because you just fall asleep because it's so nice and cool.
And there's one other unique thing about this Irish Roman bathing ritual, and that is you do it in the nude, too.
Yes, right. It's just like
you have to be courageous.
Just naturally, like you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at the end of this edition of The Name Game. Just let me remind you of a couple of the clues again. We are in Canton Valley. We are above the village of Leuk, L-E-U-K, which is down in the valley. Our mystery location is in the mountains just above there. The mystery location has the name Leuk as part of it. The rest is, in German, the word for bath, and it's also known by a French name. We will accept either the German or the French name because we are very close to the linguistic dividing line here in Canton Valley. I'm not going to give you any more than that. Everyone should get it. Renata and Ralph, thank you very much indeed. Renata, thank you doubly because you have been so kind to offer me 2 hours in the Roman Irish bath. And I'm looking forward to that, to just relax and flake out for 2 hours. In fact, wake me up when it's over. This is Bob Zanotti at our mystery location in the mountains of Canton Valley, thanking you very much for having joined us and wishing you the very best of luck playing the name game.